Chapter 64. Reacher said, "Walk to town with me, to the motel." Vaughn said, "I don't know if I want to be seen with you, especially at the motel. People are talking."
"But not in a bad way."
"I'm not so sure."
"Whatever, I'll be gone tomorrow. So let them talk for one more day."
"Tomorrow?"
"Maybe earlier. I might need to stick around to make a phone call. Apart from that, I'm done here."
"Who do you need to call?"
"Just a number. I don't think anyone will answer."
"What about all this other stuff going on?"
"So far, all we've got is the Pentagon washing its dirty linen in private. That's not a crime."
"What's at the motel?"
"I'm guessing we'll find room 4 is empty."
They walked together through the damp late-morning air, 2 blocks north from 5th Street to 3rd, and then 3 blocks west to the motel. They bypassed the office and headed on down the row. Room 4's door was standing open. There was a maid's cart parked outside. The bed was stripped and the bathroom towels were dumped in a pile on the floor. The closets were empty. The maid had a vacuum cleaner going. Vaughn said,
"Mrs. Rogers is gone."
Reacher nodded. "Now let's find out when and how."
They backtracked to the office. The clerk was on her stool behind the counter. Room 4's key was back on its hook. Now only 2 keys were missing. Reacher's own for room 12 and Maria's for room 8. The clerk slid off her stool and stood with her hands spread on the counter, attentive and helpful. Reacher glanced at the phone beside her and asked, "Did Mrs. Rogers get a call?"
The clerk nodded.
6 o'clock last night."
"Good news?"
"She seemed very happy."
"What then?"
"She checked out."
"And went where?"
"She called a cab to take her to Burlington."
"What's in Burlington?"
"Mostly the airport bus to Denver."
Reacher nodded.
"Thanks for your help. Is anything wrong?"
"That depends on your point of view."
Reacher was hungry, and he needed more coffee, so he led Vaughn another block north and another block west to the diner. The place was practically empty. Too late for breakfast, too early for lunch. Reacher stood for a second and then slid into the booth that Lucy Anderson had used the night he had met her. Vaughn sat across from him where Lucy had sat. The waitress delivered ice water and silverware. They ordered coffee, and then Vaughn asked,
"What exactly is going on?"
"All those young guys," Reacher said.
"What do they have in common?"
"I don't know."
"They were young, and they were guys."
"And?"
"They were from California."
"So?"
"And the only white one we saw had a hell of a tan."
"So?"
"I sat right here with Lucy Anderson. She was cautious and a little wary, but basically we were getting along. She asked to see my wallet, to check I wasn't an investigator. Then later, I said I had been a cop, and she panicked. I put 2 and 2 together and figured her husband was a fugitive. The more she thought about it, the more worried she got. She was very hostile the next day."
"Figures."
"Then I caught a glimpse of her husband in despair and went back to check the rooming house where he was staying. It was empty, but it was very clean."
"Is that important?"
"Crucial." "Then I saw Lucy again after her husband had moved on. She said they have lawyers. She talked about people in her position. She sounded like she was part of something organized. I said I could follow her to her husband, and she said it wouldn't do me any good."
The waitress came over with the coffee. 2 mugs, 2 spoons, a bun flask full of a brand new brew. She poured and walked away, and Reacher sniffed the steam and took a sip.
But I was misremembering all along, he said. I didn't tell Lucy Anderson that I had been a cop. I told her I had been a military cop. That's why she panicked. And that's why the rooming house was so clean. It was like a barracks ready for inspection. Old habits die hard. The people passing through it were all soldiers. Lucy thought I was tracking them. Vaughn said,
Deserters.
Reacher nodded. That's why the Anderson guy had such a great tan. He had been in Iraq, but he didn't want to go back.
Where is he now?
Canada, Reacher said. That's why Lucy wasn't worried about me following her. It wouldn't do me any good. No jurisdiction. It's a sovereign nation, and they're offering asylum up there.
The truck. It was from Ontario.
Reacher nodded. Like a taxi service. The glow on the camera wasn't stolen uranium. It was Mrs. Rogers' husband in a hidden compartment. Body heat, like the driver. The shade of green was the same.